Good morning, this is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the World News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar meets U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington, discusses strategic partnership including trade, defense and nuclear energy. India and Kyrgyzstan's joint military exercise Khanjar begins in Assam. Second round of Russia-Ukraine talks to resume in Abu Dhabi today. Spain announces plan to ban social media for children under 16 years. And India to take on Afghanistan in the ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup semi-final in Zimbabwe this afternoon. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar met U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington last night ahead of the critical minerals ministerial schedule for today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the wide-ranging conversations covered are bilateral cooperation agenda, regional and global issues. He also said facets of India-U.S. strategic partnership discussed include trade, energy, nuclear, defense, critical minerals and technology. Secretary Rubio and Minister Jaishankar welcomed the trade deal reached between President Trump and Prime Minister Modi. The two leaders emphasized the importance of their democracies working together to unlock new economic opportunities and advance our shared energy security goals. Secretary Rubio and Minister Jaishankar concluded their meeting by expressing their commitment to expanding bilateral and multilateral cooperation through the Quad. They acknowledged that a prosperous Indo-Pacific region remains vital to advancing our shared interests. India and Estonia discussed furthering relations in sectors such as trade and investments, cyber and digital cooperation and cultural linkages. Secretary West, External Affairs Ministry C.B. George and Undersecretary for Political Affairs in Estonia's Foreign Affairs Ministry Martin Roger co-chaired the 13th Foreign Office consultations in Tallinn, Estonia yesterday. External Affairs Ministry said both the countries share a warm and cordial bilateral relationship and have regular exchanges at both political and official levels. The 13th edition of the joint military exercise Khanjar between India and Kyrgyzstan begins today at Missamari in Sonitpur district of Assam. The 14-day long military exercise aims to enhance interoperability between the special forces of both nations with a focus on joint operations in urban warfare and counter-terrorism scenarios under the United Nations mandate. This Khanjar exercise will further strengthen bilateral defense cooperation and deepen the enduring military partnership between India and Kyrgyzstan. According to military sources, India's elite parachute regiment and Kyrgyzstan's Scorpion Brigade will practice advanced skills such as sniping, room intervention, building clearance, mountain craft and specialized counter-terrorism drills. Officials said Exercise Khanjar also reflects the growing India-Kyrgyzstan defense partnership, contributing to regional security cooperation and closer military ties. Marking a historic first, the sacred Devanagari relics of Lord Buddha are travelling abroad for their maiden international week-long exposition in Sri Lanka this morning. A high-level Indian delegation led by Gujarat Governor Acharya Devavrat and Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi is accompanying the relics along with senior Buddhist monks and officials. We have more from our Colombo correspondent.
On Sri Lanka's National Day, India marks a historic spiritual milestone by sending the sacred Devanagari relics of Lord Buddha abroad for their first ever international exposition. The relics will be enshrined at Colombo's revered Gangaramaya Temple starting today till February 10th, where thousands of devotees are expected to gather and venerate. The exposition was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi during his visit to Sri Lanka in April 2025 as part of India's commitment to share its Buddhist heritage with the world, reaffirming India's role as a responsible custodian of global Buddhist heritage. Sri Lankan President Anuradhakumara Nayaka, Prime Minister Dr. Haranyambara Surya and several ministers and officials have thanked PM Modi for making this sacred event possible. Ahmed Muin Faruqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
In Bangladesh, operations at Chattogram port remained paralyzed yesterday as a work stoppage of workers and employees continued, with the export sector bearing the brunt of the disruption. Repeated suspensions of port activities have caused a sharp build-up of export containers at private inland container depots, with the number rising from around 8,000 before the protests to over 10,000 by Monday afternoon. Exporters and shipping agents warned of growing delays in vessel departures and shipment schedules. Port workers workers have been observing daily 8-hour work stoppages since Saturday under the banner of Chattogram Bandar Rakha Sangram Parishad, protesting the government's move to lease the new moorings container terminal to UAE-based operator DP World. This is Akashwani. You are listening to the World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Second round of Russia-Ukraine talks is set to resume in Abu Dhabi today. The talks are scheduled for today and tomorrow in the capital city of United Arab Emirates. Meanwhile, Russia launched an overnight strike on Ukraine, breaking a promise to stop such attacks, which Kremlin had agreed to on a personal request from US President Donald Trump to hold strikes on Kyiv for a week until February 1st because of the frigid temperatures. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky noted this happened just as the two countries were preparing for more talks on ending Moscow's four-year-old invasion. The bombardment included hundreds of drones and a record 32 ballistic missiles, injuring at least 10 people. Zelensky said it specifically targeted a power grid. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte visited Kyiv in a show of support. He said that the overnight strikes raised doubts about Moscow's intentions on the eve of talks. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez announced that his government plans to ban accessing social media platforms for children under the age of 16, citing concerns about online safety and harmful digital content. Speaking at the World Government Summit in Dubai, Sanchez said social media companies would be required to introduce robust age verification mechanisms to enforce this restriction. The proposed measure is expected to be approved by Spain's Council of Ministers next week and would amend a draft bill currently under discussion in Parliament. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed the Consolidated Appropriations Act to immediately reopen the federal government and fund the vast majority of operations through the rest of the fiscal year. The bill slashes around $10 billion U.S. dollar foreign aid spending and continues the closure of the U.S. aid program. Mr. Trump said that a new America First Opportunity Fund will be created and deportation flights will also be funded under this new bill.
The bill officially ends all taxpayer subsidies for radical far-left woke programming on NPR and PBS, so just a waste of money. It slashes nearly $10 billion in wasteful foreign aid spending, giving money to countries that don't need it. They have plenty of money, and we ended that. That was so important, $10 billion. It continues the closure of USAID and creates a brand new America First Opportunity Fund.
Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian said that he has instructed the country's foreign minister to pursue fair and equitable negotiations with the United States. The first clear sign from Tehran to negotiate as tensions remain high with Washington after the country's bloody crackdown on nationwide protests last month. The announcement came as the U.S. Navy fighter jet shot down an Iranian drone that was approaching an American aircraft carrier yesterday. In Venezuela, thousands of people rallied in capital Caracas to demand the release of the country's deposed President Nicolas Maduro and First Lady Celia Flores 1 month after they were seized by force during a U.S. military operation. Protesters marched from Plaza Venezuela towards Urdaneta Avenue in central Caracas, continuing demonstrations that has been held since yesterday. And in the ICC Men's Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, India will take on Afghanistan in the second semi-final at the Harare Sports Club in Zimbabwe today. The match will begin at 1 p.m. Indian time. Ayush Mathre, led Men in Blue, has remained unbeaten in the tournament so far. The winner of this match will play against England in the final on Friday. Earlier defending champion Australia were ruled out of the World Cup after a 27-run defeat against arch-rivals England in the high-voltage first semi-final match at the Queen's Sports Club in Bulawayo in Zimbabwe last evening. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. External Affairs Minister Jaishankar meets U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington, discusses strategic partnership including trade, defense and nuclear energy. India and Kyrgyzstan's joint military exercise Khanjar begins in Assam. Second round of Russia-Ukraine talks to resume in Abu Dhabi today. Spain announces plan to ban social media for children under 16 years. And India to take on Afghanistan in the ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup semi-final in Zimbabwe this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.